Please note that this episode of Petty Crime South Africa should not be used in any way to get ideas in interpreting the Consumer Protection Act of South Africa and is the work of complete amateurs.
Violence, armed robbery, assault, hijacking, all words too common in the South African lexicon, so much so that they cast the spotlight away from indiscretions that go unnoticed, lurking in the shadows of society's most pestilent underworld. I want to meet the forgotten victims of heinous acts of inconvenience. Join me, a professional amateur sleuth, as we try to solve the cases that plague ordinary hard-working people and also trust fund beneficiaries. And maybe we can close this chapter of trauma on their lives. My name is Phil DeLange, and this is Petty Crime South Africa.
Petty Crime South Africa has always been a safe haven for those who have fallen prey to the crimes that aren't ever taken seriously. We have helped those who have had their rearview mirrors stolen, their underwear nicked, their cactus plants taken, and also taken from them personal art projects fetching around enough money on the black market to buy a box of matches and a packet of rolling tobacco. But today, we delve into the underworld of a more serious crime, online scams.
Someone stole my Xbox through a scammer online via Gumtree.
This is Francis, one of the many victims of online scams in South Africa. According to the Southern African Prevention Service, in the last 3 years, fraud impersonation has increased by 337%. That is possibly the same percentage that Democratic Alliance leader John Steenhuisen got for his university entrance exam. According to latest reports, online financial scams cost South Africans more than 54 billion rand, about the same cost of three avocados over Christmas. Francis is one of the many victims of a particular type of scam involving an online selling platform, a middleman, and a very well-curated fake SMS notification.
I had received a message from a person who said he was interested in buying my Xbox. Xbox One, by the way, not the old Xbox. Those are worthless now. The latest ones. And he arranged the time and the place, and I was looking forward to selling it. This man arrived, had said he was the representative of the buyer, his driver, and the buyer had communicated that they were going to send me an SMS, or at least they were going to pay it to my account. I received an SMS thinking it was legit, and the driver walked away with my Xbox. After the driver drove away with the Xbox, I actually realized I received nothing.
Oh, so that's when you checked your bank account and then there was nothing in there?
Yeah. What happened was the scammer had sent a fake SMS of a bank notification, but I didn't actually receive a FNB app notification, which would have been like a double check. And what he did was he fooled me into thinking I actually received my money.
How much, if you don't mind me asking, did you fake sell it for?
Around 2,000 rand.
What does an Xbox One usually go for?
When it originally came out, around 3 to 4 grand.
The scammer managed to get themselves a new Xbox One for at least 1,500 rand less than the retail price. And Francis managed to get himself a lesson and one less Xbox One, or should I say, an Xbox minus one. Unfortunately, there isn't much that I, South Africa's most versatile and only sleuth specializing in petty crime investigative practices, can do about the stolen money or the stolen Xbox One. But I do have a knack for finding a story beneath the story, and Francis may not be as much of a victim as you might initially have thought. Now, I understand that while this was something that was effectively stolen from you through a scam, it's also not that much of a loss, if I understand correctly.
Yes. So I happen to have bought an Xbox One myself, and through some sheer luck or twist of fate, I received not one, but two Xboxes in a Black Friday deal. Although the deal didn't say it was two for one. Instead, I just received two Xboxes. It was just a wonderful moment in my life, and I thought that I was just the luckiest guy in the world. It just so happened that the retailer sent two Xboxes by mistake. A second Xbox by mistake. So therefore, I was just lucky enough to receive not one, but two Xboxes for the price of one. But I won't lie, for emotionally, I felt betrayed.
The blaringly obvious question: if I receive something I didn't pay for, at what point is it legal for me to sell it?
Apparently, you had to wait 3 months for the retailer to contact you asking for the goods back. Because apparently, according to the Consumer Protection Act, any goods that are sent to the client and not retrieved within 3 months belongs to the client.
So you had this Xbox, you waited 3 months, effectively became your property, even though it wasn't initially. But you didn't let the company know that you had received an extra Xbox.
No, I didn't. It just so happened it slipped my mind. I had totally forgotten to let them know.
So it slipped your mind for 3 months, and then immediately 3 months afterwards you sold it?
Accidentally, I just realized I had an extra Xbox after 3 months, and I knew I needed to get rid of it because it was taking up space.
After painstakingly doing research for minutes, I didn't find any evidence on the one internet page I clicked on, thanks to a link from Meta AI to support Francis's claims that he automatically got ownership of said Xbox One after 3 months. However, I did find the following information through artificial intelligence that I have allowed artificial intelligence to relay to you. Finding it a little hard to believe that you had a very specific case of amnesia for 3 months.
I won't lie. I mean, I live in a fairly spacious apartment, and you know, I have a lot of boxes that lie around. So it just happened to be just sitting there, and life is just always busy, Phil. I can't help it.
Are you not worried about any legal recourse of the retailer maybe being like, we accidentally sent you this and you went and sold our Xbox? Is that not a possibility?
Well, the thing is, I went on to learn law in a second for dummies.com to check to see whether the Consumer Protection Act initially really protected me. And apparently it just coincidentally happened that after 3 months, I was well protected. So the retailer can't really pursue me for it.
Was it a large retailer?
I think so. It was a large retailer. For my own protection and that of the retailer, I'm not going to say their name out of fear of reprisal or bad social media retaliation.
But are they probably a billionaire company?
I would say they have enough profits to absorb the loss. I think so.
And has that sort of taken away any guilt that you might feel?
I feel no guilt whatsoever. There was nothing I did wrong. I feel that in my haste to celebrate the Xbox I did receive, I had forgotten the second one. And it just so happened that, you know, 3 months after the grace period, I was able to sell the second one. What I do feel is the sense of loss and betrayal at the scammer that took away, which I feel that we're really drawing away from, which is the issue that the scammer had stolen from me.
My attempts to get Francis to bear witness to his own fault in this situation seems to have fallen on deaf ears. So for the remainder of this episode, we will be using our time as a public service education announcement to help you avoid accidentally receiving an extra item from a retailer, waiting 3 months, selling said extra item for no money, but technically not losing anything anyway. Where did you say you got scammed? You said it was on Gumtree.
Yes, it was on Gumtree. I'll never use Gumtree again. It's a place of many, many scammers.
And did you ever try to contact the scammer again?
Yes, I did. We had spoken via WhatsApp and they were very apologetic, but in actual fact, they were lying. They weren't apologetic at all. I think it was their usual contact method of trying to delay the scam even further, while at the same time, they got away with it.
What were they apologizing for? Sorry, I stole from you.
Not in those words. They said more like, no, we did forward the money. It might come again tomorrow. Just wait another day. So it was a lot of delaying tactics. Meanwhile, they just drove it further and further away so that I would not be able to catch them.
Your current Xbox, does it still work?
Yes, it does. It does work very well. It's got a bit of dust on the top, and I forgot to clean it, so it's my bad. But it still works very well.
And if you were to try sell that one, how much would you sell it for?
I think I would also sell it for 2,000 Rand at the moment. Very used. It holds many memories, but it's a very good condition.
If you or someone you know has been a victim of similar crimes, please don't get any ideas from this podcast, as we may or may not know what we are talking about. What we do know, however, is that Petty Crime South Africa is an All Ears FM production, produced by Phil DeLange, edited by Phil DeLange, researched by Phil DeLange, conceptualized by Phil DeLange, written by Phil DeLange, recorded by Phil DeLange, with interviews by Phil DeLange, with the help of artificial intelligence.